أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الاعتكاف: نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. استر يا سيدي ملذ. Rabita or Murabita is the connection that connects the pipe from you to the Sheikh. That is the, when he take your hand for initiation, he is connecting you. What you call it? The pipe when you connect to, there is
fittings.
He connects all the fittings in order that there is no leaking, and he not only connecting fittings, you glue it also in order that never will break. So always Rabita is the connection that is full of fittings and it's glued, that never going to break. And Muraqabah is to keep observing from his side, from the wali side, the sheikh side, and the murid side, from both sides. They are always in observation. Muraqabah means to observe, like a camera, video camera. It's always observing what's going on. So Muraqabah is to make sure to maintain that pipe with no leakage. So from your side as a murid, you are looking where there is a defect to fix it. From the side of the sheikh, where is a defect to fix. And if you want to count the defects between you and your sheikh, you can realize that there are a lot of holes, that there is leakage coming out, it's leaking, and nothing can stop them or glue them back to original except a heavenly glue. You cannot use dunya glue, it's not going to work. And that heavenly glue is zikrullah. So the backbone of that you can lean on, or you can say the pillar that you can lean on, is zikrullah. And to do zikrullah, you have to be clean. When you do zikr, means you are knocking the door to be opened for you. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, those who they mention and on their tongues their creator, they mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ways and positions. So when you mention and you go into that pillar of tariqah, what it differ from other, from everything? It doesn't differ from sharia. Sharia is the law, tariqah is the way. You cannot change what Allah has ordered us, the law of Islam. You cannot change it. The obligations, you cannot change them. Iman, what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described, you cannot change. Ihsan, you cannot change. The constitution that Allah gave to Muslims, the Holy Quran and the Holy Hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, cannot be changed. Tariqah is the way to execute these laws. So one of the main pillars of tariqah is zikrullah. And Allah mentioned, أَفْضَلُ الزِّكْرِ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The best of zikr is to know that لا إله إلا الله, which is maqam al-tawheed. So in order to glue back what is broken, you have to come back to zikrullah. Not I'm saying zikrullah that it is in association, in public, but when you are alone, keep your tongue, as Prophet mentioned, keep your tongue wet with zikrullah. اجعل لسانك رطبا بذكر الله. How we are spending our time, in zikrullah or zikrul dunya? In Allah remembrance or remembrance of dunya? As soon as you remember dunya, you need ghusl. You cannot come to Allah's door bringing your dunya with you. This is adab al-tariqah. This is the discipline of and principles of tariqah. You cannot come to an association of zikrullah if you have no ghusl. That's why Sayyidina Shah Naqshband did not allow any of his followers in his time to attend his sessions without complete ghusl. Not only wudu, ghusl. Why you make ghusl? Why you make ghusl after you and your wife, you know? Why you make ghusl? Means, no, it's not najis. It's not najis that. That's pure. That's clean. But you make ghusl that, Ya Rabbi, I'm moving from the desire that you have put with me to your, to have, for my family to the, to your desire. That's why the wall there, or that curtain, very thin, is the between dunya and between Allah. So when you were in dunya, although it is halal and you are doing Allah's order, but you take ghusl after you finish in order to go back to Allah's remembrance and to open that door. So one of awliyaullah, he used to say that never I entered the door of my teacher except when I'm having ghusl. I come with full shower to his door and I come fasting. Qala al-Qushayri, one of the biggest scholars of tasawwuf, لم أدخل على أستاذي في ابتداء حالي إلا صائما مختسما. Never I entered to the presence of my sheikh except fasting with a shower. I take shower, fast, and come. And as soon as I come to his door, I back up. This is at the beginning of his journey. وكنت أحضر باب مدرسته غير مرة وأرجع من الباب احتشاما له. I come to his school, to his what you're saying.
Crescent Association.
To his madrasa, or whatever you want to call it, because today you say madrasa and they think, oh, a terrorist. MS madrasa is a school. So I come to the school, enter the school, goes to his door where he is sitting, then I back up. I back up respecting him and not coming with my ego, with my dunya inside. I'm worried. Today, how we go to our sheikh? We fight at the door. Who goes in, who goes out? Who pays more money, who pays less money to go in or to go out? If I had the courage and insist to enter, as soon as I enter, I feel numb from his tajalli, that tajalli that's coming on him, then these blessings that coming on him make me to run away, shaking. This is the beginning of the journey. We are lucky, Sheikh. We are lucky because we are in a time that's full of ignorance, as Grand Sheikh said. That's why Allah opened more and more His doors of mercy. Because of these doors of mercy, no more protocol, no more this discipline counts. Like a child who is spoiled, so do you think he does he have any kind of principles to enter in his father's not only when he is in a, if a president or a king, he doesn't, no one can stop him, he goes in. We are spoiled today with Allah's mercy that is coming. There is no more restriction. Everything Allah gave to Ummatul Nabi, that mercy open for you. That's why Awliyaullah, they do not anymore look at the behaviors of their followers with them. They say, okay, no problem. Before, they were not able to step without, they cannot step out of respect and discipline to the sheikh. They shake in front of him. He gets numb and go back. Today, no one is asking, Awliya Allah are not asking because of that huge tajalli of mercy that is coming on Ummatul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and on this dunya, because it is the when you see lot of, you have lot of water, you use lot of, you can use it in any way you like, even irrigation. But when you don't have water, you don't use it for anything, you save it. Awliya Allah, they used to save Rahmatullah for their followers, because it was coming slowly, slowly. Now it's coming like an ocean. So let them take it. That's why they don't ask anything. With that Rahmah, you be blessed, you be cleaned. So if we need, if Al-Qushayri was saying that I never enter to my teacher without being without shower or without fasting, I used to fast and take shower to come to his presence, how then, that is for a teacher, how then you dare, oh murid, how you dare to enter to knock the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's door. His door is Zikrullah. How you go there without fasting? Not only fasting from food, but fasting from all jawarih, all desires, all gossips in your heart. You must come clean. As soon as you sit in an association of Zikrullah, our thoughts begin to come so much and takes you right and left. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Zikrullah an obligation. He said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه
بكرة وعشية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا.
Continue.
هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما.
تحيتهم
يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما.
Let us take part by part what he is saying. Allah in Holy Quran. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. O believers, اذكروا الله. Not remember. Iskuru means keep mentioning him, not only in tongue, but in all your senses, all your organs, all your body, all your soul. With everything that possible that you can use that Allah has given to you, you have to mention and continuously reciting, not reciting his name, but entering into the ocean of vision, of seeing what defect in your body is or in your soul, to fix it and enter that presence. اذكر الله. Mention him to yourself, not mention to people. ذكرا كثيرا. He is telling us not a normal ذكر. Means when we sit together and do ذكر, how 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 45 minutes and then we go. He said, no, ذكرا كثيرا. A ذكر that is to no end. Zikran kathira, too much. Means non-stopping, continuous remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your day and night. If you stop, means we are coming against his wishes and his will. That's what differs us from Awliyaullah. Awliyaullah, they never stop. Their hearts is always continuously in Zikrullah. We do our Zikr 1 hour and it's finished. No, it has to be constantly there. Zikran kathira. Zikran kathira, he didn't say Zikran qalila, little bit. Zikran kathira, what kathira you can explain? Too much, no limits. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And praise him and glorify him. First to remember him, to mention his him in your life, means to keep him in with you. وَأَنَا أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. I am so nearer to your jugular vein. Don't leave me. Allah loves His servant. As we were mentioning before, that He has ghira, possessiveness on His servant. He doesn't like His servant to be possessed by Him. So awliya Allah, Allah possessed them, took them. He wants them for Him. إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ He said, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. Verily, awliya Allah, because He possessive of them, never they feel anything, finish. They can never get sad. He is taking care of them, making dunya slave at their doors. So there is a big difference, a huge gap that a murid has to move in order to be at the door of his teacher. And praise Him and glorify Him. سَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Morning and evening. Keep remembering. He's telling us there is morning, there is evening. There is morning remembrance, there is evening remembrance. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. When you remember Him, that is imad al-tariqah. This is the pillar of tariqah. That's tariqah. There is nothing more than that. If you enter in that relationship, you don't need the rest. Allah will bring you to His presence. So after you remember Him, mention Him, too much with no limit, morning and evening praising Him, then what He will do for you, as soon as you do that, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. He is the one that will praise you and give you salawat, He and His angels. He raised your level here. As He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ. Allah and His angel praising Prophet, believers, praise Prophet. So here He said Allah to you, وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. When you reach that high level of remembrance and glorifying and praising Him, He will raise you to be connected to the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As He ordered His angel to send salawat on Prophet, He ordered His angel to send salawat on you and praises in order that you will be raised up. To take you away, لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. To take you away from darkness
to the light.
What darkness? Darkness of dunya. That dunya for awliya Allah is darkness. There is nothing, doesn't worth anything. That's why they become ascetics. They left it. They left it, and those who took it, they made a mistake. Our duty is to leave the desires of dunya. But if Allah makes the dunya for you as a slave, running after you, that's no problem. Now dunya will run after you. So He said, وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. To take you from darkness to light. Continue.
هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما.
So when He takes you from darkness to light, He is showing you وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. He is showing you His mercy. That you, my servant, remember me, I give you my mercy. And praise you and order my angel to send salawat on you. to raise you higher and higher. So awliya Allah, when they see that reality, this is the reality of tariqah, when they see that reality, they insist on the pillar of tariqah is zikrullah. That's why they don't say to people, do irshad guidance. That's not for everyone. But they ask them to do zikr. Keep that running, because you will be benefiting from that verse of Holy Quran. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم that Allah has said, قال الله تعالى يا ابن آدم إذا ذكرتني شكرتني. Oh, the son of Adam, if you mention me, means you are thanking me. وَبِالشُّكْرِ تَدُومُ النِّعَامِ. By thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, favors will be continuously on you. Allah will not stop His favors from reaching you. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah has said to him, in a hadith, holy hadith, that, oh, the son of Adam, if you mention me, you mean you are thanking me. And if you thank someone, he gives you more. But you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Him more, you get more. So to thank Him is to remember Him, to mention Him. وَإِذَا نَسَيْتَنِي كَفَرْتَنِي. And if you forget about me and stop remembering me and mentioning me, you become away from me here. كَفَرْتَنِي is not you are becoming unbeliever. That's why many times people, they say, oh, kuffar is the way, using the word kuffar is always unbelief. No. Sometimes it means mistake. You did a mistake. Means if you forget me, إِذَا نَسَيْتَنِي كَفَرْتَنِي. If you forget me, means you have contradict or you have ignored my favors on you. Means you did not thank me. When you don't thank someone, we give you a generous with you, give you something, and you don't thank him, what he will say? Means you didn't care. Ungrateful. Wow, very positive. See, kafartani here means kafara fi shay, ungrateful, not becoming a non-Muslim. So you becoming ungrateful. So show gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be grateful. وقال عليه السلام, and Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, خير الأعمال ذكر الله تعالى. The best of amal is to remember and mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل شيء سقال, وسقال القلوب ذكر الله. For everything there is a polisher. There is something to polish. Like a diamond. It is inside a rock. To take it out, they have to cut the rock, do an operation, and then take the diamond, polish it. For everything there is a polisher. So for us, the Shaykh, when he take us like a rock, what he does with us? Many of us goes to the Shaykh, tyrants. We are tyrants. So we go there, what he has to do? To break you down. He begin hammering you. People will say, why the Sheikh is hammering on me? Because he loves you. He's not hammering on the other, he is patting them because he doesn't care for them. Don't get upset when the Sheikh shouts at you. When he shouts at you, he's carrying problems from you. So, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَّال. For everything there is a polisher and a polish. وَلِكُلِّ سَقَّالٍ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. The best polisher is Allah's remembrance. That will be وَسَقَّالُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. And the polisher for heart is ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ رِيَاضَ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا فِيهَا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Oh Sahaba, my companion, and oh my Ummah, if you find the gardens, if you find the heavenly gardens on earth, Riyad al-Jannah, farta'u fiha. Stay there, go there, sit in it, and check it and be around it and in it. قالوا يا رسول الله, where we can find that? وما رياض الجنة? What is that heavenly gardens there is on earth, heavenly garden? He said yes. فقال مجالس الذكر, the associations of ذكر الله, the meeting, the sessions where people sit together and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Holy Quran, through Holy Hadith, or through Holy names and attributes, and through His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when you find something, this kind of sessions and association, go and sit. That is Riyadul Jannah. That is heavens on earth. You want heavens on earth? People, they go everywhere today to find heavens on earth. That is heaven ready for you, the association of Zikrullah. Sit with humble people. Sit with broken heart people. Sit with people of Zikrullah. That's what we need. You don't need to be with dunya presidents or dunya kings. They are leaving dunya with nothing. They are not taking anything. Their presidency or their kingship or their minister, if they are minister or wherever they are leaving behind and going. But those who are sitting in Riyadul Jannah, heavens on earth, as Prophet said, sit in it, they are finding heavens on earth. They are cleaning their hearts to their Lord. They are coming clean and be receiving these kind of manifestations.
وقال من كان يحب أن يعلم منزلته عند الله فلينظر كيف منزلة الله عنده.
If anyone wants to know how high Allah regards him, he has to see how high he regards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look, let us look into our hearts. How much we keep Allah in our heart, Allah will keep us in His presence. Who we keep more? Say the truth. Allah or your children? You every moment you remember about children. Anytime I call to find him, he is with his children. This one. Always. He's sitting and they're sitting in his lap and enjoying. But it's good, he is singing. So you keep quiet.
One of Awliya Allah, he said, الذكر منشور الولاية.
Zikr, you know, when the Faraman old time in the Ottoman time, they come from the Sultan. If Faraman, I don't know what you call it, in a manshur, proclamation. You have to go sit instead of Dr. Munir there. Every day he's being beaten up because he doesn't give the English correct English words. Karam here? But, so, proclamation. They receive a proclamation. He said that Wali, Abu Ali al-Dakkak, الذكر منشور الولاية. Zikrullah is the proclamation of sainthood. You are a saint, you have to receive that proclamation. Manshurul wilaya, it's a big proclamation hanged everywhere you go. They know you in the awliya circles, they know that you are a wali. And wa alaykum salam. And your level can be seen there. You are from Budala, Nujaba, Nukaba, Autad, Akhyar, Kutub, Kutb al-Bilad, Kutb al-Urshad, Kutb al-Aqtab, Kutb al-Mutasarrif, Ghawth al-Zaman. Different levels. Everyone knows through that proclamation what is his level. فَمَنْ وُفِّقَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَقَدْ أُوتِيَ الْمَنْشُورِ. Anyone who will be successful with Zikrullah, he will be given that proclamation. That's why Awliya Allah likes Zikr so much. Tell you keep making Zikrullah.
وَمَنْ سُلِبَ الذِّكْرُ مِنْهُ فَقَدْ عُزِلْ.
And who is being sulib? Taken from him, zikrullah from his heart, means he is being put, he is being laid off. He's not anymore in that heavenly gathering on earth.
وَقِيلَ الذِّكْرُ أَفْضَلُ مِنَ الْفِكْرِ. It is said that zikrullah is better than fikr.
Al-fikr is the thought, to think. Zikr is better than thinking. Because thinking is, you have to pull information or to pull knowledge. And with mind, only you can pull dunya knowledge. You cannot understand secrets. But with zikr, is better because Allah opened for you interpretation of Holy Quran, interpretation of Holy Hadith, understanding Awliya Allah language and what they have said.
Because Allah is being described, وَقِيلَ الذِّكْرُ أَفْضَلُ مِنَ الْفِكْرِ لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُوصَفُ بِهِ وَلَا يُوصَفُ بِالْفِكْرِ.
Allah cannot be described by thoughts. Allah is described by zikr, by remembering him. You can describe him through his beautiful names and attributes. You cannot describe him through your mind. Mind is limited.
وَقِيلَ عُقُوبَةُ الْعَارِفِ انْقِطَاعُهُ.
The punishment of if a wali is to be put away from zikrullah. That's why keep on the associations of zikr And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us. He said, فَاسْكُرُونِي أَسْكُرُكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me, I remember you. Mention me, I mention you. Mention me through your heart, I mention you in my presence. Oh, Naqshbandi, student of Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah give him long life. We are blessed because Allah connected us with such a wali, and whose connection is through the golden chain from both big oceans, from one from Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq ocean, the other one from Sayyidina Ali alayhi salam, karramallahu wajha ocean. Two rivers, Maraj al-Bahraini, yaltaqiyani baynahuma barzakhun la yabghiyan. Two oceans that Allah made them to connect, and between them, barzakhun la yabghiyan, there is between them a barrier, not a barrier only, not a barrier, but fasil.
A divider.
Thin divider. That one will not come on that one, that one will not come on that one. These two places of knowledge that Allah gave, one ocean Allah described, Maraj al-Bahrain yaltaqiyan, Allah mentioned it in Surah Al-Rahman, that He made the two oceans come together, but with a divider between them, very thin divider, the ocean of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and the ocean of Sayyidina Ali alayhi salam. These two oceans means they are being mentioned under Bahar, Bahrain. This is one of these secrets interpretation of that verse of Holy Quran, mentioning Sayyidina Abu Bakr, mentioning Sayyidina Ali. From these two oceans, Naqshbandis are taking through Sayyidina Ja'far al-Sadiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of them, the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, that they are very well known, and those who also Khulafa Rasulullah ala Tahqiq, his Khalifa, and their deputies, and Sahabatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all people who are looking for happiness in dunya and akhirah, and a normal life, not a life of violence and life of extremism. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmati al-Fatiha.
تقبل الله.
Today we, inshallah, we'll be meeting at the mosque. I will be there by 4:30 because we have an interview at 5. People can go there, and we see you there, inshallah, later. Now rest.